Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This is the Sports Edge with Rick Wolf on your flagship station for New York sports. The Fan, Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM, WFAN New York.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a very special edition of Rick Wolf Sports Edge. I am your host, Rick Wolf. Well, it's truly hard to believe, but it was the first Sunday in February back in 1998 that I came on the air here at WFAN to address the issues of youth and amateur sports. And I've tried to present topics from the parents' perspective, from the coaches' perspective, and, of course, from the athletes' point of view. But 1998, I mean, that's last century, and a lot has changed in the world of youth sports during that time. In any event, I do want to take a few moments later on in the hour to mark and perhaps reflect upon this milestone, because obviously it is significant, at least certainly is to me and my family. But first up on the docket, it is, of course, Super Bowl Sunday. And in what has become something of a tradition on the show, I want to talk about the hazards of sports gambling. Now, we all know that gambling on sporting events is commonplace in this country, and by most marks, it's getting more and more commonplace. It grows by leaps and bounds. But gambling is not the debate this morning. Rather, what I want to focus on is the issue of kids who are becoming attracted to gambling, and to let them know that wagering and gambling can carry with it all sorts of downsides that are unfortunately often overlooked or just not addressed by parents, coaches, or schools. In short, uncontrolled gambling can ruin lives very quickly. It's an addiction and is recognized as such by the medical community. And to help me in our discussion about gambling, I always invite our friend Don from Gamblers Anonymous to come on and talk about this. Don, first and foremost, good morning, and as always, I'm glad to talk with you.
We always appreciate, your good thoughts about helping young people.
Well, before, I have obviously my usual questions for you, but before we even start, Don, I want to make sure that we get out the number for Gamblers Anonymous, which is 855-222-5542. Obviously, there's clearly no larger event in America that people bet on than the Super Bowl, and it has to be, and I know, Don, you've been involved in Gamblers Anonymous for close to 40 years now, has to be a tremendously difficult challenge for individuals who suffer from the addiction to wagering and gambling to resist and not take part in a game like today.
Well, what we do, and obviously it certainly is a problem, because I think anything that's hype just creates more of an awareness. I went in to get lunch yesterday, and somebody asked me if I wanted to buy a box, which is, picking out what the final score would be.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was in the middle of a place that you would never think that it would be gambling. So it's all over. And, you know, what we do as Gamblers Anonymous to help our members is we have a breakfast in the morning, and then around 6 o'clock at night, we'll have a meeting that'll last basically through the end of Super Bowl to help at least our members get through what is a difficult, difficult day.
I mean, look, as you, to your point, I mean, there are, these days, there are casinos, online betting, there are poker shows endlessly shown on television, internet, obviously, wagering, and on and on. I mean, there are temptations everywhere, and it just seems to proliferate more and more and more. And you know, as I said, you've been involved in Gamblers Anonymous for a long time. What I want to talk about today, as we often touch on the show, are the warning signs that all parents should really pick up on to see if their kids are somehow going down this pathway as well.
Well, what we've seen, you know, for parents to look at would be watching sporting events, you know, in an irregular manner, almost like it's a compulsion to watch it, watching the poker matches. Children start isolating from their family. They're on the internet constantly. Money starts get missing. Schoolwork deteriorates. And those are the signs that something is wrong. And yep. One of the problems with gambling, if you take three addictions, if you take drugs, or if you look at alcohol and you look at gambling, the first two, you can see the telltale outside issues. You could see that there's a problem with gambling. It's an invisible illness, and people, so what hurts us, number one, is that people can't relate to it, and then the other thing is they can't see it. So it just makes it much more difficult for a parent to really pick up what's going on.
Yeah, let's focus on that, Don, because as you said, there are so many things in which our kids can go sideways on, and you know, parents struggle with this because obviously there are concerns these days about all sorts of epidemics, whether it's opioid epidemic, you know, obviously drugs, cigarette smoking, obesity, and then there's just say it's the quiet or the hidden addiction of gambling. It's almost like parents would rather say, well, I'd rather see my kid be involved in wagering or gambling because that's something that theoretically, you know, we can control and keep an eye on. But the fact is, unfortunately, parents don't pick up on the reality that kids can go down this pathway and it can really just ruin everybody's lives. I mean, you know, as you said, there could be everything from stealing to cover lost wagers, to could be credit cards being used. I mean, there are a lot of things that moms and dads, you know, you're looking at your teenage kid who thinks that they know everything about sports and can't miss on their bets, and all of a sudden things go wrong, and it's a real concern.
Well, what we find is obviously not every single person who gambles has an addiction.
Yes.
But for those people, this is just the beginning of what they can do. If you think about a progression, and we call compulsive gambling a progressive illness. Well, when you're young, the fuel for gambling is different than the other addictions, is it's money. So children have less money to really start moving along, but they go through, you know, to the access and to the excess of the money that they can get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is the problem.
Yeah, again, I just want to make sure I keep mentioning the number for Gamblers Anonymous. It's 855-222-5542. We're talking with Don from Gamblers Anonymous. And, you know, Don, you know, I know you've been involved in this organization for a long time. Tell our audience how you went down this pathway in terms of how gambling affected your life and what happened to you.
Oh, I started gambling when I was about 13 years old. I was playing poker for pennies and flipping baseball cards. Remember, this is many, many years ago when there were not as many opportunities to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started working after school and earning money, I used the money to go to the racetrack with the older guys. And even though there's rules of how to get into of age limit, we as compulsive gamblers are very resourceful. So we always figured out a way of getting into places that we were not legally allowed to get into.
Mm-hmm.
I attended college. Instead of going to classes, I stayed in the cafeteria, played cards all day. Sports betting came next, and then came, you know, tremendous legal problems for me, and it affected my whole life. And compulsive gambling, when you look at it, affects seven people around you. It's not just you yourself. It affects the parents. It affects the siblings. It affects other relatives that are close. So it's not just that one individual who is affected by it. And finally, at age 30, I joined Gamblers Anonymous, and I accepted the fact that I had an illness. And I equate it, and I just use it, this is my way of looking at it. It's like diabetes. You know, you have an illness, it can be treated, but you have to treat it. And that's the way. And I've come to the realization that I can arrest my addiction, but it can't be cured. And that's why I continue to go to meetings. It's worked for me. Why would I change something that's working so well for me?
Yeah, and I think, well, first of all, obviously, as you said, it took you until you said age 30 to sort of wake up and confront the fact that not only is this an illness, that it affects you, but obviously affects a lot of people, immediate people in your family and your friends, and something you had to confront. And it's become, as you say, a daily struggle to deal with this, but obviously you are. And there are, quite frankly, thousands, probably millions of people with the same kind of affliction, and yet it takes a real effort to have the courage, quite frankly, to deal with this.
Exactly. And, you know, those things, but there is help. And the sad thing for many parents is their child is a young person, whether they're 16 up to 22, let's say, as we, you know, use a basis for talking about things. But so many, when a child comes and said, I got in trouble from gambling, the first thing a parent does is give them money and to bail them out.
Yeah.
Not realizing that that's a bailout. And all that's doing is furthering the addiction. Because once that thought gets in their head that I promise I'll never do it again, the thought always is when you go back, you know that somebody's going to bail you out. There's no consequences. What are they going to punish you by, you know, putting in your in the bedroom or something like that? Yeah. Those things, that's not the issue. The issue is to really take a young person, whether it be a male or a female, and we're getting a lot more females coming in because there's venues where they're comfortable gambling. Females were not betting on sports, and they weren't betting, you know, going into a racetrack. But now to go to a casino to get lottery tickets, which is another part of the addiction, and that seems like it's like swept under the rug. But buying lottery tickets, we've had members who go through hundreds of dollars a day, and they're young people.
Yeah, it's as I said, it's something that's not often discussed, which is why we're taking time this morning on Super Bowl Sunday, the largest wagered event of the year, to talk with Don from Gamblers Anonymous. And again, a couple of things I just want to mention. The website for Gamblers Anonymous is gamblersanonymous.org. The number for Gamblers Anonymous for GA is 855-222-5542. All right, I'm going to take a pause here, Don. When we come back, we'll talk more, and we'll take calls here at 1-877-337-6666. Dave Urem has your update. I'll be back with more. Stay with me. And back here on the Sports Edge, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the show this morning. And right now I'm talking with Don from Gamblers Anonymous. As I mentioned before the break, obviously Super Bowl Sunday, which is a huge, huge event for everybody who follows sports. It also happens to be the day with perhaps the greatest temptation for people who are addicted to gambling. And as I do every Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday, I bring on Don from Gamblers Anonymous to talk about the temptations and how difficult it is for people who have this affliction. And obviously, we want to make sure that moms and dads, in particular, are aware of their kids, that they don't fall into this trap as well. The number for Gamblers Anonymous is 855-222 5542. And yeah, we'll take calls for Don at 877-337-6666. In fact, Don, let's go to Scott in Bayville, New Jersey. Scott, good morning. You're on the Fan.
Good morning, and guys, what a tough subject, and what a day you picked to talk about it. My father was on the receiving end. He was a bookmaker up in Bergen County for many, many years. And there was an expression that came out of all of this, and there's only two kinds of gamblers, losers and liars. So typically gamblers will tout and brag about their wins, but they don't talk about the losses.
Mm-hmm.
And that creates the bizarre dichotomy of those on the outside that think some gamblers are lucky or beating the system or have that gift, when the fact is no one has the gift, and at the end, the scoreboard is always in favor of the house.
Yeah, that's the harsh reality, Scott. And Don, obviously you're aware of this because you've lived this life, knowing how difficult it is. But at the end of the day, you know, the fact is gamblers end up on the short end of the stick. They always do.
Right. But the thing is, when we talked about losers, for a compulsive gambler who has an addiction, he can win 10 games in a row, and most people would take their money and use it for something useful. Compulsive gambler, end game is, it says there in our kind of a book that we read, mm-hmm. It says subconsciously we want to lose to punish ourselves. So the end game for a compulsive gambler, unconsciously, is to attempt to destroy himself.
Hmm.
So wins don't matter. It's really to the end game. And the other thing that we kept talking about, you know, the child who's gambling. But the other part is that there's another part of our organization called Gammonon, which is for the wives and for the parents of compulsive gamblers. And this has really been very effective. And what I find is when these parents come to these meetings, they learn about what's going on. They learn they're not alone, and they learn that they can get help and how to deal with their children. So that's the most important thing. It's not about giving them money. It's about what can I do to help our child. This is the basis of your show, and this is what they can do. If they go to a meeting, learn about what's going on, and then they can get some help from people who have lived through this situation.
Yeah, I can only imagine, these kind of scenarios. When a parent begins to realize that their teenage son or daughter, for that matter, because as you pointed out, that the numbers on female gamblers are rising substantially as well. But that, you know, at first the parent must probably go into a state of denial and say, well, no, a kid's gotten a problem. It's just that they're learning about gambling, and that's what happens when you're a teenager if you follow sports. But at some point, there must be that kind of situation where finally the parents say, you know, this seems to be more than just a passing situation. Our son or our daughter really seems to be addicted to this. And I guess it's that point that parents that, you know, probably confronts the youngster and says, look, what's going on? The money is missing. I noticed the credit cards are being used. What's going on? Why can't you stop? And I guess at that point the youngster either goes into a state of denial or just doesn't want to confront it. And that's where I guess you say, you know, Gamblers Anonymous or Gamblin' On, that's when parents really need to get some serious guidance and some help.
And the other part is, if you think about a young person and you tell a young person you can never gamble again, it's something that they just can't process. And it takes, you know, a special young person with the help of the family to get them through it. We have so many members who came in at a young age. They knew somewhere in their mind that they had a problem, but they couldn't deal with the situation of never gambling again.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't gamble. Unfortunately, we can't gamble just part-time. There's nothing. We've all tried to gamble part-time, and it just goes back to this destructive pattern.
Yeah, I think that's an important point, Don, that it isn't like, well, you know, I can just, I'm aware of my addiction. I know it's a problem, but I'll basically limit myself to just gamble on a part-time basis. I know when to stop. So I'll just gamble and friendly wagers on Super Bowl Sunday, but the rest of the year I won't do it. As you point out, once you go down that slippery slope, it just begins to snowball. It doesn't stop.
Right. I had not gone to a meeting, but I have family members who, a psychologist, and I can remember not gambling for almost 3 years, so you figure you're cured, making that one bet, and it was on a World Series game, and then the football season started, and I was only going to bet one game every Sunday, and within a couple of months, I was losing 10 times the amount of money that I made in a single week.
Yeah,
and it wasn't that I would even have the ability to figure out where I was going to get the money. That's the insanity, or stepping over the line of the addictive gambler.
It's as I said, it's just a downward spiral that unfortunately affects just millions of families all over the country. And as you pointed out before the break, in 2013, the American Psychiatric Association changed the definition of compulsive gambling from just being an impulse disorder to a real addiction. And that's the concern we have here. It's something that we have to really, unfortunately, confront. It's just something that's not going away. And as in recent weeks, I've read where the NBA, of all people, that they're saying that, well, we want to see maybe the time has come to finally legalize gambling and betting on sports and the basketball. I'm thinking, I didn't understand. Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, he's a pretty bright guy. I don't understand why a professional league would say the time has come to sort of legalize all this. Don, do you have any theories as to what's going on with that?
Well, I think for them, it's a way of making money. It's part of the future. We see more and more venues coming up. And when we sit and talk about the fact of why are more people having gambling problems, well, it really becomes because there's more venues. Just to take a small microcosm, in New York, there's Resorts World, which is in Aqueduct, there's gambling. Out on Long Island, they've opened up another venue. The kids in the old days, when they would bet on games, now they have this FanDuel and DraftKings where they can just bet daily on the players. So it's more and more chances for them to get involved in their addiction. And the NBA is just using it. And all it's going to do is, and we have no opinion on it, but all it's going to do is legitimize what's going on. And it'll be just another venue for a young person, whether it be male or female, to get in trouble.
Yeah, and the oddity is, and again, as you said, in the last, a couple of decades, we've seen this growing push to make gambling wagering very socially acceptable, but nobody ever seems to want to talk about the downside, whether it's the gambling, compulsive gambling, an addiction. You don't read these stories. They seem to get pushed off to the side. Yet, Don, as you told me for years, this is the dark side of wagering that nobody seems to want to acknowledge, but it's obviously a concern and a growing concern because kids today just don't understand. They say, well, why would it be legal? Why would it be out there if it can be something that's going to harm me? And they just don't seem to see this the same way that perhaps people who have a more of an adult perspective on it.
And the problem really comes back to gambling is an invisible illness. People just can't relate to it. They don't think it's bad. They just see it as, losing money or something like that. And that creates the problem. And that's our fight.
Yeah, I hear you. Let's return to our call since our time is tight this morning. Let's go to Eddie in Brooklyn. Eddie, good morning. You're on the fan.
Good morning. Hi, I have a different story about gambling. It seems like my father's uncle helped create Las Vegas back in the 40s. And we were told that, mom and dad always wanted to go to Vegas, and they saved their money until he got into his 60s. They finally started going to Vegas, and they went every 6 months for a few days. Now, I know that was great for them, and they had great, great pictures and everything. But I'm on the side that I enjoy gambling. I tried drugs, I've tried alcohol, and I've done both till college. But I always put aside an allowance of mine that would go towards either horse racing or playing, you know, football, because baseball is just too many games, and you can't really win with that. But thinking in a logical way, you could really do something, you know, good with different ways of manipulating the point spreads that they have, all these gimmicks that they have.
Eddie, let me jump in here, Eddie, and thank you for the call. I mean, obviously, yes, adults certainly can go out and gamble. The question is, and we're talking about this morning, is when it gets out of control, and that's the dark side of this. And Don, that's what we're talking about. Obviously, gambling is not going to go away. We know that. But for those individuals for whom it becomes an addiction and becomes a compulsion, that's where they need to get some help. And again, that number for Gamblers Anonymous is 855-222-5542. Hey, Don, I know you got to run off to the breakfast this morning, but as always, I thank you for coming on the show and basically telling people there is hope and help out there if they just pick up the phone or go to gamblersanonymous.org, because it's obviously a very, very important message.
I like to thank you, as for myself and the other members of Gamblers Anonymous, for, you know, airing this situation out and explaining to people where there's help and what the addiction is all about. And congratulations on 20 years.
Yeah. Don, thank you very much. And, we'll talk to you again next year as well.
Thank you.
Take care. Again, that's Don from Gamblers Anonymous. The hotline, 855-222-5542. It's a great organization. If you have any concerns, particularly about your kids, give them a call, and they'll obviously get you help right away. Okay, now, you know, for the last few weeks, I've been promoting my new book on sports psychology to you all. And, well, this morning, I'm going to announce an unusual kind of offer. Now, in short, you all know that I do a number of speaking events each year to various towns, communities, and schools. Well, if your team or sports organization can buy just 25 print copies of my new book, The Secrets of Sports Psychology Revealed, the book only costs $17.99, then I'll be more than happy to come and speak to your group about sports psychology and sports parenting. Now, I'm going to repeat that because I'm so proud of this book that I'll gladly waive my usual speaking fee if you purchase 25 print copies so you can literally distribute copies to your athletes. You know, it's the kind of book that all youngsters, all athletes, I feel, would benefit because it goes into how they learn to prepare their own mental approach to reaching their peak potential in the games. A lot of kids spend a lot of time working, obviously, on the physical components of their game, but not much attention is paid to the mental preparation, and that's what this book is all about. Secrets of Sports Psychology Revealed. Again, if you buy 25 copies, I'll come and speak to your town or your sports team, whatever, and I'll waive my usual speaking fee. Okay, when I come back after the break, we'll talk about 20 years here on The Fan. Stay with me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.